Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
I stopped at the grocery store the other day to pick up a coffee, and since it was nice out, I thought I might take a walk. I crossed the street and headed back to our studios when, halfway down University City Boulevard, the sidewalk that I was walking on ended. Just stopped, for no reason, maybe 200 feet from the intersection. Well, maybe I shouldn't have been surprised. Charlotte has never been especially friendly to pedestrians. Among the 50 largest cities rated by walkscore.com, we are 50th for walkability. But you still have to wonder how something like this happens. Well, coming up on this installment of FAQ City, we look into why the sidewalk ends. That's coming up. Stay tuned. It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE, where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions. So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanal. Let's begin. Hey guys, it's Nick Delacanal, and it's not just me who's noticed these sidewalks to nowhere. A number of Charlottians have sent us pictures or tips about other incomplete sidewalks littered around the city. A mom wrote to us about a sidewalk ending in the middle of Shannon Park. Another man pointed out one ending halfway down Colony Road. And in the Cherry neighborhood on Luther Street?
Just terminates there.
Resident Eric Orozco showed me a sidewalk that abruptly ends in the backyard of some townhomes.
And there's actually a magnolia tree planted right in front of it.
Eric is an urban designer who's helping Charlotte with its 2040 plan, funnily enough. But if you think this phenomenon is limited just to Charlotte, think again. The WFAE listener who sent us the question that got this story started a few months ago, his name is Yusuf, he brought me out to a sidewalk in Harrisburg that doesn't really abruptly end as much as it tapers off into the shoulder of Caldwell Road.
And then it just disappears.
It's a busy road, and he says he drives down it almost every day on his way to work.
I'm just more worried about the people walking on the side of the roads, and it looks dangerous.
He's seen kids walking in the street because of the missing sidewalk, and imagine if you were a mom pushing a stroller or a disabled person.
Here, there's no way you can be on a wheelchair. Be out of the question. It's out of the question.
So he and everyone else here simply want to know why. Why are these sidewalks getting built this way? Who is approving them? And is anyone working to get them fixed? My first step to getting answers was to reach out to the city of Charlotte. They put me in touch with a guy named Scott Curry.
I'm the active transportation coordinator for the city of Charlotte. I work in our Department of Transportation.
He says, yeah, he's definitely seen these sidewalks to nowhere before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I probably see these things as much as, if not more than your listeners, because this is what my job is to work on filling these gaps.
And he says you can find them everywhere in Charlotte.
It's not necessarily like an east side versus west side versus south side thing.
But there are some areas that might have more unfinished sidewalks than others. And the reason has a lot to do with Charlotte's historic development and our local sidewalk requirements. To understand this, he says we have to go back in time to post-World War II era Charlotte, back when the city was rapidly expanding into surrounding suburbs.
Charlotte, the Queen City, largest in the state, and center of industry, trade, and transportation.
Between about 1950 and 1990, there was a huge segment of the city that was built under a policy framework that was all about sort of spreading people out and moving as many cars as quickly as we could.
Sidewalks were kind of optional back then. Maybe a developer would put one in, but they didn't have to. So lots of Charlotte neighborhoods and thoroughfares weren't built with sidewalks to begin with. People cared more about cars than pedestrians. But then that changed about two decades ago.
In 1998, the city adopted new subdivision and land development requirements that said that any new subdivisions and streets had to be built with sidewalks on both sides.
And if you're a developer who wants to build a new shopping center or a row of townhomes on an existing road, even one that didn't have sidewalks to begin with, you still have to put in a sidewalk along the front of your property.
So what folks are probably seeing is if a new development comes in some of those areas, they are now required to put sidewalks along the front of their development. But the parcel to their left or to their right, if those parcels haven't developed recently, then it's likely that sidewalks won't be there.
Think back to that incomplete sidewalk I encountered across from the grocery store. That side of the road is occupied by a credit union, which was established in 2000, according to its website. The sidewalk appears to end at what I can only assume must be the property line. That's why it didn't continue to the intersection. I also checked with the town of Harrisburg, and they say that's pretty much how things are in their town, too. Developers have to install sidewalks when they build new developments, but only to the edge of their properties.
And so you get this sidewalk that is sort of an incremental thing that over time, as we redevelop and as the city invests in new sidewalk projects, we won't have those instances where sidewalks just end abruptly.
That is the goal, anyway, to one day completely eliminate sidewalks to nowhere. Although, it's not going to happen overnight. We have to take a short break here, but coming up, we'll let you know how close we are to that goal. That's coming up right after this. Hey guys, if you don't know already, it is Pledge Week at WFAE. This is when we ask you to reflect on all the engaging, important, and thoughtful work that comes out of this station, not just on podcasts like this one, but also by way of our daily news coverage and the international and national news you hear every day from NPR. If you value this style of journalism, if it helps you feel connected to your community, then I hope you'll take a minute and become a listener contributor to WFAE today. Go online and hit the donate button at WFAE.org, and thanks for your support.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Tyndall Subaru Gastonia, featuring the new Outback with EyeSight safety technology that sees problems and initiates action to help avoid trouble. Details at TyndallSubaru.com and on Facebook at Tyndall Subaru.
We're back and taking a closer look at those sidewalks to nowhere that you may have seen here and there around town. Before the break, I mentioned that Charlotte is hoping to one day fill all those sidewalk gaps. The goal is to get continuous sidewalks on both sides of every thoroughfare and at least one side of every residential street.
That's our aspiration. We know it's a big goal, and we're not going to get there soon.
How long will we have to wait? Well, the city is building about 10 to 12 miles of new sidewalk every year. That doesn't include the new sidewalks built by developers. And the city still needs, well, it still needs about 1,800 miles of sidewalk. So at our current pace, it's going to take us, well, let me get my calculator here, somewhere around 150 years to reach that goal. Scott Curry with the DOT says they could speed up sidewalk construction, but they're just so expensive to build.
A per mile typical cost that we've been seeing recently is anywhere between about $1 million and $2 million.
The concrete isn't that expensive. A lot of the money goes to buying the real estate, moving utilities, and putting in storm drains. So again, it's going to take some time. But filling those sidewalk gaps needs to happen, because the city estimates there are more than 250,000 Charlottians, or about a third of our population, who do not drive. They either don't own a car, perhaps they're disabled, or they're just too young. Advocacy groups have been pushing the city to speed up its sidewalk construction and roll out more bike lanes, too. I talked with Eric Zavril with the advocacy group Sustain Charlotte, who says he'd really like the city to put together a comprehensive capital plan that makes sidewalks, bike paths, and greenways more of a priority. And he thinks it's possible.
We have to change the culture, though. We have to change the culture of the city for all of us that live in it. We also have to change the culture inside the city, too, to make sure that they really, truly realize that this is a priority.
And perhaps most important of all, we have to be willing to pay for it.
Funding is key. That's the only way these things are going to get built.
Until then, I guess we'll be stuck crossing the road. Well, that's all our time this week. Thanks to our question asker, Yusuf, and everyone else we talked to for this story. To keep up with future FAQ City episodes, subscribe to us on Apple, Spotify, the NPR One app, or wherever else you find podcasts. And if you have the time, we'd also love to hear your thoughts in a rating or a review. And if you have a question about Charlotte you'd like us to investigate, send it our way. Submit your question at wfae.org/FAQCity, and we may search for an answer on an upcoming episode. Until then, I'm Nick Delacanal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.